más. Este verano, hazte un Summer in Pads, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer in Pads. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupobaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Vaughan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Who is the show with no name?
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One ho or another.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's one ho or another in the house, folks. And, well, as always, como siempre, we're having a great time. Time is just flying by, too, because we've already gotten through an hour of the show, and we've got another hour to go, so we're going to put the pedal to the metal. I see so many people participating, and that is wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, te cambio. Te cambio. Now, in my country, we'd say, I'll trade you. Trade, intercambiar, World Trade Center. ¿Qué hacen? Cambian, intercambian acciones, right? Trade. So, and this was very, this reminds me of, you know, when I was a kid in kindergarten with my lunchbox, right? And I used to say to a friend, okay, I'll trade you this apple for that orange. I'll trade you, te cambio. Now, some of you put, I'll exchange this for that. Now, exchange, yeah, that works, but that's more in a, like, I would say that one more in a store. No, en una tienda. Quiero cambiar esta prenda por otra. So be careful. Again, they all mean the same thing, but they all have their own weight, as I always tell you guys with words. You don't use trade the same way you use exchange in general, right? There are some places where they overlap, right? Where they overlap. But now, another mistake I'm finding here is a lot of you put it in present. Te cambio. Now, si tú lo pones en presente en inglés, significa te suelo cambiar esto por eso. Esto en inglés es futuro. I'll. Entonces, todos los que habéis puesto presente en inglés no tendría sentido decir yo te suelo. No, no es lo que queríamos decir. Te cambio. Now in Spanish, I know you don't say te cambiaré esto por lo otro. No, you say te cambio esto por lo otro. Right? Why? Because we don't have to use the same freaking tense. ¿Por qué? Porque vosotros hablabais en presente, nosotros lo tenemos que poner en presente también. No. There's no rule. There's no rule. Who told you that? So careful with that stuff. The perfect example of that one is, ¿qué haces? If I translate ¿qué haces?, que es presente, en inglés, what do you do?, te estoy preguntando a qué te dedicas, no ¿qué haces? Si quiero decir ¿qué haces?, tengo que decir ¿qué estás haciendo?, what are you doing? So you see, they don't always match up. But don't be frustrated, just accept it and say, oh, well, what do you want me to do? I can't, all I can do is take note, tomar nota. Y decir, claro, esta no es igual, ¿no? Vivo en Madrid desde hace 8 años, o 11 años. No es I live in Madrid, I've been living. Es presente perfecto continuo en inglés. So another one where your verb tense, we don't say time, we say tense, your verb tense is, not in accordance or isn't the same as ours. So that's just the way the cookie crumbles, como vimos ayer. So, it's future. I'll trade you this for that, right? And exchange is a little more formal, I would say, like more for products in a store or something like that. So the way I've translated is I'll trade you. Now, some of you put I'll swap you. Pero otra vez, swap nos vale. S-W-A-P. Swap is okay, right? It works. There's just one problem. Okay? One problem with the word swap. Again, it has to be used in the future. So some of you put, I swap you. No, I'll, que es yo te cambiaré. I'll swap you this for that. Trade. Trade, lo bueno es que ya lo conocéis. Right? The word trade, you know it. How many of you guys know, World Trade Center? I mean, that's one of the most popular, areas of New York City. And, because it's not just the two buildings that fell. The World Trade Center is just a huge complex in general, right? So, te cambio. I'll trade you esta baqueta, this drumstick, right? Una palabra. Palo de batería. Drumstick. Muy, muy lógico esta. Drumstick. I'll trade you this drumstick, baqueta, por ese, for that, muslo de pollo. And a muslo de pollo is a drumstick as well. Now, it's weird because in Spanish, I know you guys have muslo, contramuslo, right? Well, ours, it's real simple. The one that's the drumstick, you can say a leg. Puedes decir una pata también. What part of the chicken you want? I'll take a leg, right? So a leg or a drumstick is la pata, right? And the thigh is el muslo, contramuslo. I always get confused with this one. Vamos, hay uno que parece una pata. That's the drumstick. That's the chicken leg, right? And the other part with the dark meat that it's connected to is the thigh. And then you have the breast, which is white meat, right? La pechuga de pollo. What do you prefer? Do you prefer white meat or dark meat, or light meat or dark meat, no? Lo hacen con pavo también. I always remember when we used to have turkey on Thanksgiving Day. There was one tray, una bandeja, with the breast meat. And there was another tray with the thigh and leg meat, or drumstick meat. And that was darker, juicier, un poco más jugoso, right? That meat on the chicken, at least. So the key word was drumstick. Remember, it's used in future. I'll trade you this drumstick for that drumstick. Te cambio esta baqueta por ese muslo de pollo. So great job to everybody who got it right. As I said, so many of you guys participated. Did I say our winners? Our top three, ladies and gentlemen, Miguit, Manolo, and Jester. Nice job. And remember, you can use the word swap as well, right? Swap. I'll swap you this for that, or I'll trade you this for that. And when you go to a store, say, I'd like to exchange this for something else. Me gustaría cambiar esto por otra cosa. Intercambios de idiomas. Language exchange. Eso es otro donde usamos exchange. Right? An exchange. All right? So just be careful because they are similar. Pero como dicen en Tailandia, same, same, but different. I love that one. Same, same, but different. All right, guys. Well, it's the moment of truth. Let's see if you guys were able to hit 90% on the app. Well, not bad. Un aplauso, Juanjo. 88%! Madre mía. 88% of you guys got it right. Holy cow. Excellent job, guys. All right. Well, the missing word was sinker. You fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Te lo creíste enterito, right? Hook, line, and sinker. And that comes straight from the world of fishing, de la pesca, right? So very, very cool, amigos. Great job. That was a tough one. As I said, you know, sometimes you know the double meaning, the double word, but then sometimes the grammar's more and I noticed that. You know, sometimes you all have the double meaning, but a lot of people make grammar mistakes and vice versa. Sometimes the grammar's perfect, but nobody can really get the word we're looking for. So, hey, guys, that's like life. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's just okay. And we're okay with that. Estamos bien con eso. All right, well, folks, we've got to keep moving along over here. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
Right, folks, it's Name That Movie. Another great thing you guys can do, too, and this is a great activity. Take your favorite movies and sum them up. Resúmelos. So, you know, you can play this game. I'm telling you, do it with the kids, do it with your friends. And the idea here is to be clear, succinct, escueto, right? The idea is to be clear and succinct and not, you know, tell us five paragraphs. So, for example, Back to the Future. What is it about? Right? Y si lo puedes decir en dos o tres frases, that's the idea. Right? It's a good way to practice summing up, what's happening. Right? So, very, very interesting stuff there. As I said, we can always learn wherever we look. Miremos donde miremos, with series, with movies. And, well, here we go, folks. Here's today's movie. If you know the name of the movie, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso, arroba IM Alberto Alonso. And, good luck. Here we go. Are you okay? Peachy Kate, the world's my oyster. Except for the fact that I just rammed a wooden stake in my brother's heart because he turned into a vampire. Even though I don't believe in vampires. Aside from that unfortunate business, everything's hunky-dory. Great. Lots of vocabulary. This is a very short scene, but it is chock full of, a tope de, chock full of vocabulary. All right, let me give it to you again, guys. Are you okay? Peachy Kate, the world's my oyster. Except for the fact that I just rammed a wooden stake in my brother's heart because he turned into a vampire. Even though I don't believe in vampires. Aside from that unfortunate business, everything's hunky-dory.
Hay sonidos que despiertan la curiosidad, estimulan tu cerebro, te llenan de energía. Frecuencias que te sorprenden, con la que aprenderás siempre algo nuevo, con unas notas de ironía y humor, con vuestra participación, por supuesto, siempre muy importante, y un toque pianísimo para armonizar la tarde. The Sound of English, con David Guedel, de lunes a viernes a las 14 horas.
Inglés Express contiene una guía gramatical, un libro con vocabulario y ejercicios para practicar en voz alta y tres CDs de audio. Llévate a casa lo esencial del método Vaughan concentradísimo en un solo pack. Inglés Express. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
¿Quieres mandar a tus hijos a estudiar inglés a Estados Unidos?
Con nuestro programa Inmersión en Familia en Denver, tus hijos vivirán una experiencia alucinante mientras mejoran su inglés.
Disfrutarán de una inmersión total en el inglés.
Se alojarán con una familia americana.
Hablarán en inglés todo el tiempo y se integrarán como un miembro más de la familia.
Para jóvenes de 13 a 17 años.
Durante los meses de julio y agosto.
En Denver, Colorado, en un entorno natural único.
Regálales a tus hijos un verano inolvidable en Estados Unidos.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
That's right, my amigos, that's right. As always, como siempre, we are here putting you guys to the test. And we're looking at today's Name That Movie. Let's see if my amigos figured it out. Remember, guys, if you want to participate on Twitter... Juanjo, ¿cómo iba eso de Twitter otra vez? Era...
Síguenos en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
That's right, I'm Alberto Alonso. I love it. Jester made a joke over here. He says, a sinker is a German intellectual? No, a sinker es el plomo. Cuando vas de a pescar. Remember we looked at, I get your joke, because they say think, they pronounce it like sink. I sink, you're crazy. Que sink es hundirse. De hecho, la palabra sinker, el plomo, se hunde, ¿no? Sink. See? Everything makes sense in English. No, no todo. But hey, almost everything makes sense in English. No, tampoco. All right, well, at least if we think like that, it'll seem easier. All right, well, folks, we're looking at today's Name That Movie and our top three today. A nice round of applause for Express, Miguel, and Alexis. Nice job. Nice job, amigo. All right, well, let's see then, folks, because right now, this movie is... I haven't seen it in ages, but the other day when I was preparing it, this was yesterday evening, I was like, oh, I want to see this movie. You know when that happens, you know? This is one of those, if you haven't seen it, you should see it. Now, the title of the movie in English is From Dawn Till Dusk. Perdona, From Dusk Till Dawn. From Dusk Till Dawn. Now, in Spanish, it's abierto el amanecer, hasta el amanecer. It's okay. It's good. Pero nos perdemos dos palabras muy buenas ahí. Right? Dusk. What is dusk? Well, dusk is when it starts to get dark. Right? Dusk. Right? From dawn till dusk. Pero este es al revés. Because the expression is from dawn till dusk. Estamos abiertos desde la madrugada hasta el anochecer o crepúsculo. Que otra palabra que sabéis, twilight, right? Pero no solemos decir twilight, es más poético, right? Nobody walks around saying, oh, what a lovely twilight today. No, that is not English. We don't use that word. Maybe if you're a poet, si eres poético, the twilight from the sky was shining in her eyes, you know, okay. But the rest of us call it dusk or sundown or sunset, right? Twilight is probably the least used word. When we talk about that. Dusk, we use. A lot of parks in the United States. Open until dusk. Abiertos hasta el anochecer. Right? Until you can see. So the normal thing is from dawn till dusk. Desde el amanecer, dawn, alba, D-A-W-N. Amigas que os llamáis Alba. Your name in English is Dawn. It's a pretty name. I like it in English. Dawn. Right? D-A-W-N. So the real expression is from dawn till dusk. O sea, que abrimos mientras haya luz. Really. Right. And this one, since it's about vampires in a not-so-conventional place, it's open from dusk till dawn. O sea, las horas de noche. Es un juego de palabras. No las horas de día, cuando suelen estar abiertos. Right? And we call those business hours or operating hours. No, las horas que está una empresa abierta are called business hours or operating hours. So a lot of times you'll call, you'll hear an answering machine. What are your operating hours? Our operating hours are from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Right? Those are operating hours. Right? Our business hours. Right? Claves aquí. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. So from dusk till dawn, abierto hasta el amanecer. And, well, Kate says, are you okay? Le dice Kate en esta película. Now, Salma Hayek is in this movie. Juliette Lewis, one of my favorite actresses, singer. She's amazing. I've always liked her since I first started seeing her, even on sitcoms. Juliette Lewis. Salma Hayek is in this movie as well. George Clooney. Come on, how can I forget George Clooney? So this is between Juliette Lewis's character and George Clooney's character, Seth. And these guys basically make a wrong turn, se equivocan. And they end up at a shady or dodgy, sitio un poco oscuro, no, dodgy place. And, well, they're in for a treat. Les espera unas sorpresitas, no? So she says, are you okay? ¿Estás bien? And Seth says, peachy, Kate. ¿Que vosotros creéis que habéis inventado la palabra peachy? Que no es nuestra. ¡Es nuestra! De hecho, si quieres darle énfasis, es un poco cursi, pero la palabra peachy en sí es cursi, ¿ok, amigos? Peachy or peachy keen. Oh, y a veces lo usamos sarcástico, ¿eh? Que Juanjo está teniendo su peor día. Digo, hey, ¿qué tal la mañana? Y me dices, oh, peachy. Y aquí lo está diciendo sarcástico. O sea, que es tan cursi el peachy o el peachy keen que a veces lo decimos para decir, estoy fatal, ¿no? Y aquí es justo lo que dice. Acaba de matar a su hermano, que lo vamos a ver ahora. He says, are you okay? And he goes, peachy, Kate. Sarcastically, of course. Peachy, Kate. The world's my oyster. El mundo es mi ostra. ¿Sabes lo que esto significa? Me como el mundo. El mundo es mío. I love this expression, right? The world is my oyster. O sea, que tú te mueves bien. Si estás dentro de una ostra, te mueves. Es tuyo. No es tan pequeño. The world is my oyster. Except for the fact that I just rammed. Now, ram es con mucha fuerza. Hincar, right? To ram. R-A-M, right? Primero es carnero. It's a male sheep. But es embutir. Es embestir. Golpear con fuerza. Ram. In fact, a battering ram es un ariete. And what do? They ram down the door. ¿Y qué hace un carnero con esos cuernos que tiene? Ram into things. Ksh. Ram is like chocar, almost, too. Ram. R-A-M. Ram. Right? So, the thing is, great, great vocabulary. I just rammed a wooden stake. Now, a stake, sí, suena como un chuletón. But this is stake, stake, una estaca, right? Now, obviously, if you know anything about vampires, if you want to kill a vampire, you need a wooden stake, right? So I just, or a steak with garlic, or un chuletón con ajo. There's a little joke, right? Playing with those homophones, estaca, steak, y carnaza, steak. No steak, por favor, no digas steak. I'm sick of it. Please, it's steak. De toda la vida. So, yeah, I'm fine. The world's my oyster, except for the fact that I just rammed a wooden stake into my brother's heart. Heart. Pronúncialo conmigo. Because he turned into a vampire. Now, turn into is convertirse en. Okay, to turn into, right? I always think of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The Hulk. When he gets angry, what does he do? David Banner. Or Bruce Banner, whatever the hell his name is. He turns into the Hulk. To turn into. Right? Convertirse en. A caterpillar turns into a beautiful butterfly. Busca vosotros. Esto es un verbo compuesto muy usado, right? Ice, when it melts, turns into water. Right? It turns into its liquid form, convertirse en. Right? So find ways to use this very common phrasal verb. So I rammed a wooden stake in my brother's heart because he turned into a vampire. Even though, I don't even believe in vampires. Yo ni siquiera creo en los vampiros. Aside from that, además de eso, aside from that, muy bueno a saber esta. Or besides that, tenéis dos opciones. Aside from that, or besides that, los dos te valen. So aside from that unfortunate business, además de ese, estos asuntos desafortunados, everything's hunky-dory. Todo está bonito. And again, this is like peachy or peachy keen. Hunky-dory es tan cursi que muchas veces lo dices para decir, estoy mal. How you feeling, Alberto? Oh, hunky-dory. Ah, oh, peachy. Peachy keen. Right? They all mean bien, genial. Right? But since they're so, they're so corny, cursi, well, a lot of times they're used sarcastically. Right? Like groovy. Groovy es chulo. Pero se usaban los 70. So now when somebody's like, hey, you coming? Like groovy. Lo hice en medio de broma. No es porque están atrapados en los 60. No es como cuando decís guay aquí. No realmente estás diciendo guay en el... Estás como riéndote de la palabra guay, chuli. You know what I... Same thing, guys. Same. ¿Que no nos reímos de nuestras propias palabras? Cursis. Pues claro que sí. So that's important that you know the weight. Otra vez, el peso de estas palabras. Hunky-dory. Todo está de viento en popa, I think you say. Genial. Everything's hunky-dory. The world is my oyster. Everything is peachy. Everything is peachy keen. And wow, what a small little scene. Una escena tan pequeña. Con tanto vocabulario. So guys, watch movies. Watch lots of movies. Hay que ver muchas pelis. And I'm not talking about in Spanish, okay? In English. Now, this was the first script, el primer guion, that Quentin Tarantino was paid to write. And you know how much he made? ¿Cuánto le dieron por este guion? ¿Queréis flipar? $1,500. No es nada. Right? Para un guion. $1,500 is what Quentin Tarantino was paid to write this, his first script. Now, it wasn't his first script. Let me be clear. This was the first script that he was actually paid to write. Te vamos a contratar para escribir esto. Right? We're going to hire you. Contratar is not to contract. To hire you. We're going to hire you. All right? And he was originally going to direct the movie. But finally, he decided not to direct the movie. The movie was directed by Robert Rodriguez, who always works with Quentin Tarantino. And there's a scene in the movie that it's weird because it's Salma Hayek doing like this striptease thing. But she's got an albino snake around her. And this is one of these moments in my life where I want to look, but I don't want to look because I love Salma Hayek, but I hate snakes. So it's one of those, ooh, I want to look at the screen, but I don't. And, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not the only one with a fear of snakes. In fact, Salma Hayek had a debilitating fear or phobia of snakes. And she's always refused to be near them, like me. I don't even like to look at them. And then when she read the script, she knew that she either had to get over this phobia or turn down the role. Toma, verbos compuestos. Get over, superar. To get over this phobia of snakes or turn down, rechazar, el papel, the role. So what did she do? She's a fighter. She's awesome. She spent 2 weeks going to therapy. And she got rid of this fear. Now, also, Robert Rodriguez, the director, he was a bad guy. Because he kind of tricked her. Le hizo trampa. Le dijo, Madonna's interested in the part. No fue verdad. Madonna no estaba interesada en hacer el papel. But it worked. She lost her fear of snakes and she got the role. So, excellent stuff. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in two. So, stick around.
Por favor, ¿quería un helado? Sí, fresco.
¿An ice cream?
Yes, of course. What do you prefer? A tub of creamy vanilla ice cream, which is very smooth and soft, or a refreshing iced lemon drink? By the way, do you fancy toppings?
Oh, your English is fantastic. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás una experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase y mejorará tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
¿Quieres ganar confianza con el inglés y mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. En Vaughan Town convivirás con voluntarios nativos angloparlantes durante todo el día. Es una dosis concentrada de una estancia en el extranjero. Este programa es ideal para personas que llevan un tiempo estudiando inglés y necesitan practicarlo de verdad, y para aquellos que buscan resultados sustanciales e inmediatos en poco tiempo. En solo 6 días duplicarás de forma asombrosa tu comprensión auditiva de distintas variedades del inglés y tus habilidades para comunicarte en inglés. Ganarás confianza con el idioma y perderás la vergüenza a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y vive una experiencia de 6 días equivalente a 500 horas de clase.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Here's the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man.
Digo, si tú no eres Nacho, pero claro.
I've got to be a Nacho Man.
Ahora sí. Pero qué timing que tenéis, ¿no? Es que Nacho se hace... Lo ha dado... Juanjo hit the button. And I said, but you're not, and then 5 seconds, no, 1 second later, Nacho was sitting. So wait a second, para practicar este verbo que vimos, Juanjo turned into Nacho, se convirtió, era tan rápido, no es que le reemplazó, que es otro phrasal verb, to take over for, hay un phrasal verb para todo, right? So Nacho literally took over for Juanjo, right? But they did it so fast that Juanjo turned into Nacho, se convirtió en Nacho. Si no fuera por la camiseta de diferentes colores. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time here. Remember, if you want to participate on our app, tenéis que tener la aplicación. De hecho, vamos a lanzar algo aquí por la aplicación. Me apetece. All right, let's see. I'm with you for the hall. I'm with you for the hall. Estoy contigo para siempre, para la larga, ¿no? Would you say para la larga? Para largo plazo, ¿no? ¿No? And we could say long term, right? Eso es una forma. Pero esto es una que vimos el otro día. Hall, escrito H-A-U-L. All right? Entonces nos falta ahí un adjetivo. All right? Remember, this is a, es una frase hecha. I'm with you, estoy contigo, for the hall. ¿No? Hasta el final, vamos, que no me voy mañana, ni pasado mañana, right?
Y el adjetivo que nos falta, bueno, lo explica todo, yo creo. So if you guys know the correct adjective, you can go over to our app now. Podéis ir a id, a nuestra, ¿ves? No ir, id. Pero qué matices, ¿no? Luego os quejáis del inglés. Id a nuestra aplicación. Go over to the app now. And then this way you guys can contribute and get that percentage way up there. All right, question. Mr. Houses, what's up, David? He says, hi, Alberto. Hey, he says, you encouraged us to watch movies, series in English. But what is better, with or without subtitles? Good question, David. Somebody asked me this question yesterday. In fact, I was participating on a podcast, que ya saldrá pronto. I was participating on a podcast, and, well, somebody asked me the same question. And you know what my answer was? Only you know the answer. Why? Because you have to be realistic. All right? If you're not getting it, you're just going to get frustrated. Remember, guys, part of the reason we watch series and movies is to enjoy them, not to be so concentrated that we're not enjoying them. So be realistic. It's a good question, David. Right? Be realistic. And if, you know, but I'll tell you something. There's a clear progression. This is the way it works. First, you watch it with subtitles in Spanish, especially if you're a lower level. In fact, that's how my wife began. My wife and I, we started watching things and I told her I can't watch, you know, American or English things in a different version. That's not the original version. It just bugs me. Me molesta. Which is obvious. It would be like you watching Chiquito de la Calzada dubbed. Forget it. It's just not Chiquito de la Calzada then, right? So I'm sure you understand it, you know, or any of your, you know, este mago, you cannot dub that. Me da igual quien eres. That's the funny part is that el mago, Juan, that guy, I remember him on TV when I was a little kid. Well, man, what a funny guy. Anyway, so David, depending on your level, you start with Spanish subtitles. This way you're not missing out on anything. Then you go to English subtitles once you feel confident enough. And then when you're really confident, you get rid of those bad boys. Te las quitas. So that's up to you guys. Depends on your level. What I do tell you all the time, be realistic. If you're not ready to watch it, you know, without subtitles, without getting frustrated, porque acuérdate, lo quieres pasar bien. We don't want to miss that entertainment part, because if you're just concentrating so much on a series that you're, bueno, es que no veo las bromas, porque las, so, there you go, guys. You set your own. And I imagine, David, depending on the accents, depending on the vocabulary used, you know, it's not the same to watch, you know, Big Bang Theory than Friends. Big Bang Theory, they use a lot of scientific terminology, right? Another thing is the accents. So you got to take all those things into consideration. But the idea is to be absorbing that English, right? Absorbiendo ese inglés de todo, de todas partes, from music, from pop culture, from your timelines, right? Wherever you can. There's no wrong and right place to get knowledge, sabiduría. All right. So, and new vocabulary. Well, every day there's new vocabulary, especially since, you know, the United States, Spain, England, we're all linked now. Estamos todos conectados. So your news is our news and our news is your news. Right. And, so knowing that, well, let's read our headlines, las portadas, in inglés. Why not? Right. I read them in Spanish. I read them both. Right. I read English and Spanish news. Right. Well, I like to see the way that, you know, they, eso es como, like, golpe de, do you know how many freaking words I've learned in Spanish from just paying attention? Golpe de estado, alto de fuego. These are all things that have happened while I've been living in Spain. Right. I know everybody, I know the favorite word of the TV, of news, contundencia, contundente. Mi padre me dijo el otro día, dice, ¿y qué es esto de contundente cada tres segundos? Todo es contundencia, contundente. Dice, es que esa palabra no lo usábamos. They didn't use it. So that's funny too. Words come in and out of style. Las palabras entran y salen de moda también, right? You're not saying the same words you said, you know, 20 years ago or 5 years ago. Like right now, everybody's with the Alice Ibaja or whatever his name is, right? And they say, hola, bebés. Great. Pero tú crees en 5 años, como entras en una fiesta y dices, hola, bebés, ¿va a tener gracia? No. A no ser que te estás riendo de eso. Right? So again, this is what's interesting about language. Just when you think you know it, we've got all new stuff for you. And the stuff that was cool before is not so cool anymore. Right? So I love it. That's one of the most fascinating things about language, how it's always growing. It's always, it's an organic living thing. And that, my friends, that is awesome. That to me is awesome because you're not studying words now. You're not studying structure. You're not studying verbs. You're studying ideas. You're studying ways of thinking. You're studying, you know, historical things. You're keeping up with current events, ¿no? Actualizados con la actualidad. Muy redundante esa frase en español, right? But that's what it is, keeping up to date with current events. O sea, estando actualizado con la actualidad, sabiendo lo que está pasando en el mundo, right? So, guys, no excuse. You can get your news, you can get your sports, you can get your entertainment, all in English. I know myself, I have both. I have Movistar TV, and I have Netflix. I have both of them. So we've got everything in English in my house. And you know what? We even watch MasterChef Italia in Italian. ¿Y te digo algo? Que pillamos cositas. Ya sé que casalinga, ya sé, sé la palabra casalinga. Todas las profesiones las tengo, porque cuando ponen la persona, ponen su profesión. ¿Casalinga lo conoces? It's like, vamos a ver cómo lo traducen. Casalinga, italiano. ¿Ves? Se aprende. Eso es lo que me refiero. En el aeropuerto aprendes la palabra sortie. Cuando estás en Francia la primera vez. Sortie, salida. Oh, tiene que ser salida. ¿Por qué? Porque ahí es donde se sale. Right? So a lot of times, casalinga, homemaker, housewife, no? Someone who can be a house husband too now. No, nos limitamos a amo, ama de casa. Es amo de casa también. Hombre, me encantaría. I would love to have that job. Staying home with the kids all day. I love kids. Yo no sé quién lo pasaría mejor. Yo o los niños. So, but in English, y claro, porque ahí salía Victoria, casalinga. Tal, avocado. So, just, I'm telling you, just these silly, stupid little things. If you're paying attention and you want to learn, you will definitely pick things up. Vas a ir cogiendo cositas. All right, guys? So, keep your eyes and ears peeled. Es una forma de decir abiertos, peeled, pelados. No, I don't know why, no sé por qué, pero decimos keep your eyes and ears peeled, and you'll always learn something. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to keep moving along over here, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's vocabulary word of the day. Vocabulary.
Hey, what you say? It's time for vocabulary of the day. I said, hey, what you say? I said, time for vocabulary of the day. So sit back, relax. Yes, you heard. It's time for the vocabulary word. It's time you heard, and it's all again. Oh, yeah, it's on the show with no name.
The vocabulary. That's right, folks. That's right. All right, well, today's vocabulary word of the day is to ace something. Now, ace is a word that you guys use. As. De hecho, ¿dónde aprendí esa palabra, Nacho, en español? Un as. Okay. ¿De dónde? No de marca, que es score, que es otra vez. Si quieres, marca, score. As, ace. Se escribe A-C-E. Ace. See, guys? Everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere. There's no limit. No limit. No reach for the sky. No valley too deep. No mountain too high. So to ace. Now, an ace es un as. Lo usamos igual. Este tío es un as. Esta tía es un as. Un as. Se dice para una chica. Un as. No, un as igual. No, porque eso es donde me lío a veces, ¿no? Porque digo la palabra en sí, pero ¿qué si queremos decir ella? ¿No? Es masculina la palabra, pero entonces, like con el de juez, jueza, you know, these are things that yo, claro, me gusta aprender. I like to learn them correctly, you know. Of course, I would just prefer it if you didn't have masculine or feminine, pero como teníais que dividir el idioma y poner la mitad de las cosas masculinas y otras femeninas, pues, ajo y agua, garlic and water. Grin and bear it.
Sonríe y aguántalo, decimos.
Igual. Bueno, un poco menos vulgar, ¿no? So, ace. An ace is somebody who's really good at something. And to ace something is to do it easily, without a lot of effort, or at least, nothing's done without a lot of effort. But at least you make it look easy. I think about it a lot of times with tests. Ahora que tenemos los exámenes finales, los chavales. I hope you guys ace your tests, your final exams, to ace, to do it great, right? So it's a verb, it's a noun, ace, right? Lo usamos también con pilotos, right? A flying ace, right? Ace is high, si conocéis Iron Maiden. Now, ahora tengo el word reference en italiano. Ace, pongo ace y pone aceto. So ace, aso dice aquí. ¿Se dice aso? Aquí dice aso. Ah, claro, en italiano. Se sigue en italiano. English a italiano. Bueno, al menos es inglés. Bueno, vamos a aprender italiano. Aso. Fenómeno. ¿No? Aso o fenómeno. No, eso suena culo en inglés. This guy's an aso. Well, see, guys, an ace. And the verb is to ace something is to do it really well. To make it look easy. Right? So you can be an ace or you can ace. Muchísimas veces, como te digo, con exámenes. How did you do with your exam? Y vimos una la semana pasada. I passed with flying colors. ¿Te acuerdas? Lo vimos. Facilísimo. Pues esto es igual. Se puede decir, y es más corto, I aced it. Aced. Suena como una T cuando añadimos la ED. How did you do on your exam? I aced it. I aced it. Lo hice. Vamos, lo peté. Lo peté. All right, guys, remember, speaking of petarlo, we're almost at 90% on the app, Nacho. I think we can do it. Estamos ahora en un 88%. If you guys know the correct answer, you guys can fill in the blanks. The blank, solo hay uno. Fill in the blank now. This is on our app. Y esto es, estoy aquí contigo para siempre. No, estoy aquí duras y maduras, you say, as well. Algo así. A las duras y a las maduras. Vamos, que no es para un día, no es para cinco días. Esto va para largo, as you say, okay? So, I'm with you for the haul. Now, if you guys know what that is, that adjective that we're missing in that sentence, you can let us know now on our app.
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Vaughan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
This summer, your kids want to go to the UK.
Pues claro que quieren. Y tú quieres que se vayan con total confianza y con todo bien atadito. Por eso Vaughan lanza su oferta de programas para jóvenes en Reino Unido para este verano. Volverán a casa con mil aventuras y te las contarán con acento british. Tenemos muchísimas opciones de alojamiento. En residencias, con una familia y hasta pueden alojarse con su propio profesor. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
¿Será Nueva York o tal vez Sevilla? A lo mejor es Reykjavik. Sigue las pistas que Alberto te irá diciendo a lo largo del programa y averigua de qué ciudad se trata. Y si eres de los que no puedes parar, continúa viajando con English on the Go, el nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. A la venta en tiendas Vaughan, delegaciones o en la sección de tienda en grupovaughan.com.
That's right, guys. Now, I know you just heard that. I know you guys were paying attention. And that is, well, because starting next week, starting next Monday, we're going to start doing a new section. And, well, it's based on my book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And, well, I'm going to give you guys three different clues throughout the show, a lo largo del programa. I'm going to give you three different clues, and you guys will have to guess the city that these clues lead to right now. I'm not going to make it easy. So this is, and what I'll do too is, I believe what we'll do is on Fridays, déjame pensarlo todo este fin de semana, I think on Fridays we'll give away a book to the first person to guess it. So guys, we're going to do that throughout the next couple weeks, starting on Monday. It'll be a new English on the Go section where we travel to different cities. And I'm going to test your knowledge of this trivia of different cities. And we're going to discover different places together. And all the stuff will be based on things from the book. So if you have the book, you will have an advantage, right? You'll definitely have an advantage. So, my amigos, that said, stay tuned. We've always got new and exciting things to come. This week as well, on Friday, we're giving away a Frases para Ligar. The author of Frases para Ligar will be joining us here on the show on Friday. So tons of reasons to stay tuned, to keep it locked here at Vaughan Radio. And as I said, today I'll have more information about the book launch. So, guys, so many exciting things that we're planning, because you got to think about it this way. If we want to do things in September or October, well, we got to start planning them now, right? Because it requires a lot of people moving, you know, a lot of resources back and forth. So we are working on some big things. So stay tuned, my amigos. All right. Well, speaking of, I have an ace up my sleeve. Que tengo un truquillo. You say this hablando de as, no? I have an ace up my sleeve. Sleeve es la manga igual, right? Pero importante el up. Ay, not in, not on. Es que es frase hecha. I have an ace up my sleeve. Un as en la manga. And, well, another way to say to ace in the hole. En el agujero, también. Two different ways to say it. But I say stick with the manga, with the sleeve one, right? To have an ace up your sleeve. Tener un as en la manga. Now that we looked at the word ace today. All right, well, let's see if you guys are going to ace this last section for today, where we celebrate famous birthdays. That's right, my amigos, it's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And today we're celebrating three birthdays. Well, I already told you one of them. Now, is this one of the ones from today? Remember, I told you one before during Name That Lyric. Who knows? ¿Quién sabe? All right, well, folks, let's take a look at today's three famous birthdays. I'm going to give you some clues, and I want you guys to fill in the blanks and tell me who these three birthday boys and girls are. Now, the first person was born in 1905. Now, what nationality was he? He was French. Con mayúscula. Okay, and what did he do? Did he? Remember, not did he. Because we don't stop and take a pause on that H. We just say, did he? What did he do? Well, he was a philosopher, a playwright, guionista de obras de teatro, a novelist, a political activist, a biographer, a literary critic. I mean, this guy did it all. And while he was a key figure, una persona clave, a key figure in the philosophy of existentialism, and, fascinating. I was reading a little bit about him because everybody knows his name. But do you know his philosophy? Do you know what he's on about? ¿Qué quiere decir? ¿O qué quería decir? And very, very interesting because, there, you know, philosophy has a lot of different ways of seeing it, you know, where our destiny is pre-programmed and we just have to fill it. In this one, we draw our destiny and we become it. So really interesting to look at these different schools of thought. And this guy is just known. I mean, as I said, he had many, many different hats that he wore. Llevaba muchas gorras o sombreros, como decimos, que hacía muchas cosas, ¿no? But he is most commonly associated with philosophy. Right. And, what else can we say about him? Yeah. A lot of people just call him by his last name, right? Like Socrates, like Plato, like Aristotle, right? So a lot of people just call this guy by his last name. And I realize something. Americans mispronounce this word, his last name, right? We mispronounce it. Well, I'll have Express tell me if that's true or not. After I'll pronounce it the way I think it's supposed to be pronounced and the way the rest of the people in my country pronounce it. All right, so let's take a look then. Number two, she was born in 1973, an American actress, singer, and songwriter. Now, she got really, really famous in Martin Scorsese's Cape Fear, El Cabo del Miedo, right? Cape Fear, and that was in 1991. She was nominated for both the Academy Award and Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress. Then she did a lot of other major roles. What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Natural Born Killers, Strange Days, me encanta esta película, From Dusk Till Dawn. Hemos hablado ya de ella. Te he dicho que me encanta como actriz y como cantante. She's a singer, and I love the way she sings. She's got this raspy, rocky voice, and I love the way that she sings. She also was in The Wonder Years, Aquellos Maravillosos Años, you know, obviously before all these movies. And she played, she was in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is one that I love, classic holiday comedy. And, I think if you don't know her now, you won't know her ever. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, born in 1979, an American actor. Now he got famous on a series called Everwood, which I never saw. But then I discovered this actor, in a series called Parks and Recreation. And in fact, if you guys have not seen Parks and Rec, lo llamamos Parks and Rec, porque somos vagos. You should see it. It's got an amazing cast. Vaya reparto. Some of the funniest people in the United States are in this show, and the show is great. It's called Parks and Recreation. Now, this guy, that was just a start for him because now he is one of Hollywood's leading men. I mean, this guy is Tom Cruise now, but cooler. You know, he's our new Tom Cruise, but he's not as, you know, corny, cursi. He's just funny. And, he proved that in Guardians of the Galaxy, where he plays Star-Lord, and Jurassic World as well. So now he went from, you know, doing some sitcoms to being a major Hollywood player in some of the biggest blockbusters known. And you know what, guys? He was homeless. The guy was living out of his van. Okay. He went through hard times, but you know what? He didn't give up. And you know how I know he didn't give up? Because we wouldn't be talking about him right now if he gave up. So, that's number three. All right. Let's see our winners today. Ladies and gentlemen, Express, Miguit, and Carolina. Number one, Sarch, o como decimos en inglés, Sartre. Sartre. It's Sarch. La E silenciosa, ¿no? Juliet Lewis, number two, and Chris Pratt, number 3. Thank you so much, guys. I had a great time, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.